This message is presented to you by Pastor David Lambert and Exceed Life Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. For more information, visit exceedlifechurch.org.
Well, I feel inspired to preach to you on the subject of faith. Amen. And I'm telling you, faith is powerful. And the title of my sermon is Exceeding Faith. You know, God doesn't want our faith just to be a normal faith. He doesn't want it to be an average faith. He wants our faith to be exceeding. Amen. In our faith. Amen. He wants our faith growing. And you need to be believing God. Say, I'm believing God.
I'm believing God.
And you know, we should never be satisfied with where we're at. We should always be pushing more. I'm talking about in our relationship with God. We should never be satisfied in our relationship with God. We should always be pressing in, like the Apostle Paul. He pressed into the things of God. And I'm going to say this. The world has its way of drawing us away from the things of God. But we need to get godly and not worldly. Can I get a witness in the house today? And so I love that. So faith is the key. And God wants us increasing in our faith. Amen. And so I love that because my main text here is in Hebrews 11:6, because I know if you're like me, you want to please God. How many God pleasers do I have in the house today? Amen. How many people want to please God? I want to please God. Amen. And do you know doubt and unbelief doesn't please God? I'm going to say that again. Doubt and unbelief doesn't please God. Amen. But there is something that pleases God. Amen. And it's in Hebrews 11, verse 6. It says here, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So the first key to pleasing God is to believe that he is, that he exists, that he's here. Glory to God. Amen. And then you must believe that he rewards those that diligently seek him. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I love rewards. Amen. How many people like winning prizes out here? Amen. I like to win. Amen. I like rewards. And God wants to reward your faithfulness. You believe that? He wants to bless you, answer your prayers, really do abundantly above more than you can ask or think. Amen. And so you got to really believe that. And there was a man in the book of Acts named Cornelius. It's in Acts chapter 10. And this man, because some people say, well, you know, the only way to get to the Father is through Jesus. And some people say, well, what if people never heard of Jesus? How are they going to get saved? Well, I'm going to let you know something right here. In Acts 10, Cornelius was an Italian cohort, but he worshiped the God of the Jews, but he didn't know Jesus. And guess what? He did some things. He gave alms. He prayed continually. And he fasted. And the Bible said that God dispatched an angel in Acts chapter 10 to Cornelius to give him some revelation, to give him some information to bring Peter to his house to preach the gospel. What am I saying to you today? If somebody has a genuine heart that wants to know God, God's going to get Jesus to them. Amen. I know this is helping some of you today. Amen. And so Cornelius, he was fasting and praying, and an angel came to him. And so I'm going to say this, that the three things he was doing was he was giving alms, he was praying continually, and he was fasting. And those, I think, are three keys in seeking God. Amen. And you might say, do I have to fast, Pastor? You don't have to, but you get to. Amen. And there's times where you might need to get close to God and start fasting and praying. Maybe you have an impasse. Maybe you can't seem to get through something. Well, maybe you need to just fast and pray and get some answers like Daniel. Amen. Daniel fasted for 21 days, and an angel was dispatched to him. I don't know about you, but I want to have some angelic visitations. Amen. How many people, do you believe that God can still do, and he can still, even though he did it in the book of Acts, do you still believe that God can still send an angel to people today? Yes. Isn't God the same yesterday, today, and forever? And so why can't he send an angel to you? Why can't he send an angel to give you answers to your questions that's been baffling you your entire life? Yes, angels can be sent to you, glory to God. The Bible says that we entertain angels unaware. Amen. And so that's good. So our faith can open the blessings of heaven on our behalf and to others. So what happened was Cornelius sent for Peter. Peter came down and preached the gospel, and not only did Cornelius get saved by hearing the preaching about Jesus, but his family and friends got saved. So not only does God want to bless you, not only can your faith cause you to be blessed, but your faith can cause other people to be blessed. Do you believe that today? I believe that your faith can transcend into your family line. Do you believe that today? You know, I was just talking to one of the visitors today and talking about my mom. You know, she's going around talking to all the visitors. Amen. I said, if it wasn't for my mom, I wouldn't be here today. And if it wasn't for my mom, my family probably wouldn't be here today. Because my mom was standing in faith, glory to God. We were good religious Christians. Anybody been a religious Christian out here? You're a good religious person. You went to church on Sunday but lived for the devil the rest of the week. That's being a religious Christian. You live for yourself. You may not be living for the devil, but you're living for yourself the rest of the week. You give God 1 hour of your time, right? And then you're paying your dues. That's what the religious man does. But, you know, but thank God we don't have religion. Thank God we have living faith. Our faith is alive in Jesus. Can I get a witness in the house today? And so Cornelius came alive when he found out about Jesus. And my mom was the only Christian, and she prayed for the entire family, and the entire family got saved. We're all my siblings are following God today. Amen. Is that awesome? Thank you, Mom. Amen. Glory to God. She's out there. Amen. Just want to give her some thanks. Amen. Give her kudos. Glory to God. And so that's amazing. And I was the worst one in the family. And I'm up here. I mean, I was a problem child. You know, I was a middle kid. I was always getting in trouble. Any problem children out here? Any of you guys were the problem child in your family? Any of you guys, you were the problem, right? But thank God that God can turn around the problem. God can turn the worst into the best. I'm not saying I'm the best, but hopefully I'm getting there. Amen. God can make the worst into the best. You believe that today? Say God is a turnaround God. Amen. And he's a U-turn God. Amen. You can say that too. And he's the God of the new beginning. Amen. And so we're seeing here that faith in Jesus can change everything in your life. And how does faith come, you might ask? And some people believe that if you just pray more, you can have faith. You know, you can pray more and you can pray wrong. And wrong praying may not create faith, may create doubt and unbelief. Amen. If you keep praying the same thing over and over, saying, when God, when? How it's going to happen, and keep questioning God and asking him when it's going to happen. You know, God has already done it. 2,000 years ago, all the promises of God are no and maybe. No, they're yes and amen. Glory to God. All the promises of God are yes. Jesus never denied anybody of a miracle. Jesus always gave miracles to everybody that came to him. Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open to you. So how does faith come? It doesn't come by praying more. And faith doesn't come by miracles, because if that was the case, a lot of the children of Israel ended up buried in that desert. Amen. A generation didn't make it into the promised land. And they saw all the miracles of God. They went through the Red Sea. But miracles, just seeing a miracle doesn't mean you're going to have faith. Amen. You can get excited over a miracle, but it doesn't mean you're going to, that's going to keep faith going. Amen. Miracles are nice. And someone said miracles are the dinner bell for the lost because people like to see miracles. I'm believing for miracles. Amen. But that doesn't actually produce faith. And some believe that faith comes by just begging God for more faith. No, it doesn't. There's only one way faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. And so, if you want to become a faith giant, how many people want to be faith giants out here? Glory to God. If you want to be a faith giant, you have to continue to hear the Word of God. You got to continue to put it in you over and over again. Amen. Because faith comes by hearing and not having heard. Glory to God. So you must continue to hear the Word of God, because I'm going to say this, that the devil can talk to you. And the devil is trying to discourage some of us. And the devil's trying to tell us, you know, you're not going to make it. Your family's not going to make it. You know, it's just going to go downhill from here. That's how the devil talks, right? But you got to overcome those negative thoughts with faith words. I'm going to say it again. You got to overcome negative thoughts with faith words. Glory to God. And the devil will speak to you. Not every thought that you get comes from you. And not every thought that you get comes from God. And some of these thoughts can come from the devil. Did the devil not speak to Jesus in the wilderness and say, if you be the Son of God, question who Jesus was? The devil will always question who you are in Christ. And if you just need to remind him, you're a new creation in Christ. Old things are passed away and all things has become new. Glory to God. Then why are you still doing some of the old things? You know, you get saved and you still got some of these old things that are rising up in your life. Well, you stay in the Word of God and those old things will pass away, glory to God. Do you believe that today? So faith comes by hearing and not having heard. And so Jesus gave us the Lord's Prayer. And in the Lord's Prayer, he says, give us this day our weekly bread. Our monthly bread. No. Give us this day our daily bread. If you're going to walk in high faith, and the title of this sermon is Exceeding Faith, you're going to have to get a now word from God every day. You need to get into your Bible and let the Bible speak to you. Your Bible is God speaking to you. And you need to be in it long enough until you say, woo, I like that. You got to get excited about the Word of God. Amen. And you got to read a promise and you say, wow. And you need to live on manna every day. Fresh manna. Fresh. Somebody say fresh manna. And I don't know about you, but I want a rhema word every day. I want God speaking to me. A lot of times, you know, we have a faith network. And where we set people up on our faith network, where we send out a scripture. How many people are on our faith network? Glory to God. And you get a scripture. Glory to God. And so what I do is I study the Word, and in my study time, as I'm studying the Word and I'm reading the Word, whatever pops out and seems to speak to me, I put it out there. And I say, well, this would be a good one for everybody that's on the faith network to receive. Amen. And you know, my goal is to have 1,000 people on my faith network. That's my goal. And we have over 300 people all across Hampton Roads. Amen. And they might be watching me today online. Glory to God. And so I believe that within a short amount of time, I'm not going to give the time limit, we're going to have over 1,000 people on our network getting scriptures, getting the Word of God, building faith giants in this area. Do you believe that today? Glory to God. And so you're just one word away from your miracle. I'm going to say that again. You're one word away, one rhema word away from your breakthrough. Do you believe that today? Just one rhema word. You can build your life on the Word of God. I'm building my financial future on one scripture. And I read this scripture, and I never had any investments until I read this scripture. And I read this scripture, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And when I read that, I said, man, I got to be a good man if I don't have an inheritance to give to my children. And so I started studying finances and studying 401ks and IRAs and all that. Because, you know, you got to do some due diligence. It takes time to study and, and to find out how things work. And God is moving me forward in helping me create a legacy for my family. And God can do the same thing for you. Do you believe that today? So my whole financial, portfolio is based on that scripture. Glory to God. Because I didn't think about investing or anything like that until I read that scripture. What am I saying? I'm saying God's word can transform your life. One promise of God can move you into a bigger place in God. Amen? Now, let me say this. What does faith believe God for? Amen? In other words, if you got faith, what does it really, the greatest amount of faith believes God for the promises of a good future. If you're walking in faith, you got to believe tomorrow is going to be better than today. If you're going to walk in great faith, you got to believe next week's going to be better than last week. You got to believe that your future is bright. Because what is the devil trying to do? He's trying to make you think, oh, it's going to get worse. It's looking bad now, and it's going to get worse. Isn't that how the devil talks? It's just going to get worse. But, it's going to get better. Amen. Say, it's getting better. Yes. Somebody say, the best is yet to come. And I believe even though we might be encountering some faith challenges. Anybody had any lately? Yes. Amen. And even though we might be encountering some faith challenges, look at your neighbor and say, it's getting better. Amen. And how do you know it's getting better, Pastor David? How do you know it's going to get better? Well, the Bible says it's going to get worse for the world. But you're not in the world. Amen. You're in God. And in God, it's going to get better. So the world is going to get worse. We know that. But thank God that God got us out of the world. Amen. But in Jeremiah 29:11, how many people have that memorized? For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. And so we see here, now he was talking to Jeremiah. Jeremiah was actually prophesying this when the children of Israel were in problems. They were in slavery to the Babylonians. And so they were in a bad spot when he spoke this. And so he said, but even though you might be in a tight spot today, God is speaking to you today and saying, it's going to get better. Have faith in me. It's going to get better, glory to God. Amen. And you say, yeah, when I get to heaven. No, it can get better before you get to heaven. Somebody say, days of heaven on earth. You can have days of heaven on earth. I believe that. Glory to God. You can have heavenly days. Glory to God. I went to the beach with my family yesterday. It was kind of like a heavenly day. Amen. Glory to God. It was a beach day yesterday. Glory to God. And so, I was doing some work yesterday, and I just felt like in my spirit, it's time to rest. It's time to go to the beach. And it was a beach day. I don't know if it was God calling me to the beach or it was my flesh, but I went anyway. Glory to God. Somebody say beach day. Amen. But as long as you don't go to the beach on Sunday morning when it's church time, after church, glory to God. So faith believes for a good future. Faith in God believes that God will work things out no matter what it looks like. That means you're not worrying about it. You're not worrying about these seemingly problems that are coming up in your life. Why? Because God's working it out. In Romans 8:28, it says, we know all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purposes. So things are working out for who? For those that love God. How many people love God out here? Then I have to say, if you love God, things are working out for you. If you don't love God, then you're in the other category. They may not work out too good for you. But I'm getting excited because I love God. Amen. Somebody say, I love God. Amen. And so if you love God, God's going to work out all things for good to those that love Him and called according to His purposes. I remember that I was serving God and I was driving, you know, a two-tone car at the time. It was an old Honda and it was two-tone, rust and gray. And I remember that Honda died on me. It was like, that was it. It gave up the ghost. Amen. And I was so upset. I was like, oh my gosh, this is my only car. And so, you know, my next thought, and I had this picture of a, you know, if you're gonna move forward in your faith, if you're gonna have exceeding faith, you gotta have some vision. Do I have anybody that have any vision in here? In other words, you gotta be looking forward. Always looking forward. Amen. If you're gonna be a good driver, you always look ahead. Amen. So where you're going. Amen. So you always look, if you're going to be a good driver. Amen. So you look ahead. You look ahead. Amen. And so I had this poster of this convertible Mazda Miata on my wall, and you know, and my car died, and I thought, you know what? And I felt like the Lord was saying to me, buy that Mazda Miata, buy that convertible. So I got online and I found the perfect car. I was able to get a loan for it, glory to God. And you know, within a week, I was driving a convertible Mazda Miata, glory to God. And an MX-5, if you want to get technical, an MX-5, amen. And this guy loved his car, but he sold it. I think I bought it for $10,000. And so, you know, God was able to help me make it work, glory to God. He was able to help me make the monthly payment. Amen. It's okay. It's okay to get a loan if you can believe God for the monthly payments. Amen. Glory to God. There's nothing wrong with that. Some people preach, well, oh, no one, nothing but to love them. Just save up your money for 50 years, then buy a house. Well, I'm okay with buying a house now and then paying it off and believing God that I can pay it off in less than 30 years. Amen. Can I get a witness? You can use your faith for the payments. Glory to God. So what the devil meant to discourage me, God encouraged me. I was driving a convertible Mazda Miata, man. I was it. Amen. I was a cat's meow. Hallelujah. I thought I was anyway. Amen. Amen. I thought I was, but I love that car. Glory to God. And I remember the day that God told me to sell it. And I was like, and I was trying to sell it because I, you know, I had it for a while. And it was my car. And the Lord wanted me to sell it for under blue book value. I said, God, that doesn't make sense. Jesus, you're Jewish. You're good at money. You know, I shouldn't be selling this for lower than the blue book value. But the Lord said, sell it for lower than book. I said, my Lord Jesus. Okay, I'm going to sell it. And so I sold it. And so I put it in the paper. And this guy came over to look at it, and I was telling him all the problems with it. You know, this has this problem. This problem. I always didn't want to sell it. He said, I'm going to buy it. I said, you're going to buy it? He said, yeah, I'm going to buy it. And I said, okay. I said, but it has this issue and this issue. I'm going to buy it. Okay. And I found out that he was a worship leader at another church, and he was believing God for a convertible. Amen. Amen. And he got it for under blue book value. Does God know how to work things out? Amen. And guess what God helped me get? The convertible BMW. My faith increased. I went from the Mazda Miata to the convertible BMW. I remember I was test driving with my brother, and we had that top down, and I was taking it. It was stick shift. Anybody can drive a stick shift out here? then your guy's a purist, amen? And if you could drive a stick shift, glory to God. And I was down, I was putting that gear down, and I was moving in a turn, and this bird flew right in front of us, and the bird hit the windshield. Feathers went all over the place. I didn't try to hit the bird, but I was downshifting. I was moving out on that BMW, amen? And feathers went everywhere, and I was like, that bird made it. He made it alive, amen? He was able to fly out. I didn't kill that bird. John, you remember that? John's the cameraman right now. But I'm telling you, that was a nice vehicle, glory to God. Had to sell that and get the SUV for the family, amen? Yen didn't like her hair being messed up, amen? She said, I don't like convertibles. It messes my hair up. Amen. So, glory to God. I was like, man, I thought it was a girl catcher. But my wife is a very traditional, practical woman. Amen. She wasn't all into that BMW stuff. Amen. And so what am I saying? Faith can take you to the next level. It can take you higher when we're just coasting in life. Faith wants to take us higher. Faith always has an attitude of joy in a negative world. Amen. I'm going to say it again. Faith always has an attitude of joy when the whole world is going down. You're staying positive. It may look like the apocalypse. Amen. It may look like the whole world, the WW3 is going to happen. Great, Jesus is coming back. You know, I mean, there's always something positive you can see out of every bad thing that might be happening. The nukes are about ready to go off. Good. Then we're about ready to get to heaven. Glory to God. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? In other words, don't let the world and the economic worldview is going on to get you down, because Jesus will always bring you up. Do you believe that today? In John 16:33 says, these things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation, but be full of fear. No, it says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So we see here that he's saying here that you're going to have some tribulation. It's not going to always be roses. There's going to be some thorns that you're going to get every once in a while. It's not always going to be a bed of roses. But be of good cheer, because Jesus is the great overcomer. And where is Jesus at? You can say, well, at the right hand of the Father in heaven. Yes, he's there, but he's in you. Amen. Jesus is in you, the hope of glory. And if Jesus is in you and he's the victor, then you have the victory. Because the victor is living big in you. Can I get a witness in the house today? And so you need to get excited, because Jesus overcame all these negative things in his life, and you can overcome every negative thing in your life. Why? Because you got Jesus on the inside of you. And Jesus is the greatest victor. Amen? Great faith believes that God will exceed the blessings that we're now living in. Do you believe it can get better? Do you believe that your life can get better? I hope you believe that. That it's just not, you know, it's as good as going to get. You know, this is as good. That's what the devil says to you. This is as good as going to ever get. No, I believe it's going to get better. Do you believe that today? It's getting better, glory to God. I love that. And in Ephesians 3:20, he says, now to him who is able, say God is able, to do exceedingly abundantly, I know some of you guys say, should I say that too? To do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works where? Within us. Glory to God. So God doesn't want to just meet your need. A lot of people say, well, God's meeting my need, you know, with a sour face. God's just meeting my needs. No, God wants to exceed your wants. Yes. God doesn't want to just meet your needs. He wants to exceed your wants. Amen. Do you believe that today? So faith also doesn't only believe that there can be more. Faith believes in the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. I believe that there's one initial infilling, but there's many refillings. In other words, the Bible talks about in Acts how the church was filled with the Spirit of God, and they all began to speak in tongues. Amen? And so that's an initial filling. Maybe you got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you have the gift of speaking in other tongues. That's awesome. Amen. But God can still refill you. You can be filled once, but you can be refilled multiple times. Glory to God. And he says in Acts 2:17, and it shall come to pass in the last day, says God, that I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. I want to say this. Start believing God for some visions and some dreams. Start believing God that he's going to start talking to you. He's going to start revealing himself to you. Before you go to bed and lay your head on the pillow, ask God to give you a heavenly dream. This is good. This is good advice this morning. Ask God. I know ask God to give you something that you can move forward in your life, that you can exceed in your faith. One heavenly dream can change your entire life. Do you believe that today? And so he says, old men shall dream dreams and young men will see visions. And glory to God. And he said that even the Spirit of God will be on your children. You parents out here, believe that God will visit your children. That God will touch your children. That God will, a God touch on your children will cause them to rise up high in this life. The Bible says the generation of upright will be mighty on the earth. And you need to start confessing that over your children. My children are mighty in God. Can I get a witness today? And you might say, you don't know my kid. Amen. Yo, but you know what? They can be mighty in God. It doesn't matter where they're at, because God never looks at where you're at. God always looks at where you can be. The devil never fights you where you're at. The devil always fights you where you can be. The devil doesn't want you moving to that next level. Somebody say, I'm moving to the next level. Amen. That sounded almost good. Amen. And great faith focuses on the supernatural over the natural. In other words, we live in a natural world. The Bible says this in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And sometimes our eyes can deceive us. Amen. Sometimes what we see out here, we can be deceived. Amen. By what it looks like. Just because it looks one way doesn't mean that's the way it is. Amen. Just because it looks, well, my body has a problem in this area. Yeah, but you can change it. Amen. You can change it with faith-filled words and the promises of God. Yes. Well, my bank account is looking pretty bad, Pastor. You can change that. With the word of God and obeying his word and walking in his decrees and his statutes, you can change it. So you got to overcome the natural things with the supernatural faith and prayer and the word of God. In 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, why we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Notice he says we don't look at the things that are seen. We don't look at the negative things that are seen. You could say it that way. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. So the eternal word of God can change the natural circumstances in our lives. It can change your body from sick to healed. It can change your bank account from broke to prosperous. It can change your relationships from bad to good. I'm trying to find the right words. From bad to good. Do you believe that today? Amen. Faith can change everything in your life. We consider God's word is more real than the natural circumstances in our life. Abraham had a problem. Abraham and Sarah had a problem. And their problem was that they couldn't have kids. They were barren. And so, you know, they were barren, and you know, it's funny that God normally works with people that have problems. Any people have problems here or used to have problems? So God comes to people that have problems. A lot of people come to God because they have problems. Is that, you know, you start figuring out you got problems, and you start thinking, I need Jesus. See, people that don't come to God, they don't think they have problems, or they're using other things to cope with their problems. They're using money to cope with it, drugs to cope with it, you know, alcohol to cope with it. But really, all you need is Jesus. Amen? And so Abraham, and Sarah had a problem. They were barren, but God had the answer, faith. And God already told Abraham that he was going to have, seeds like the stars in the sky, and gave Abraham faith. Faith gave him vision. And it says in Romans 4:19, not being weak in faith. See, you can have weak faith. See, you can have, a faith that's weak, but you can also have great faith. And that's where we're going at in this series. Great faith. And he said, not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old, or the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to perform, and therefore was accounted to him as righteousness. Notice this, that he didn't consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. You can't consider the circumstances that are against you. And if you're considering the circumstances, what will that do? That will cause you to waver in your faith. And wavering means you're going back and forth. Is God going to do it, or is God not going to do it? Is God going to do it? Yes, he's going to come through. Oh, no, he's not going to come through. And what we're doing is we're wavering. We're going back and forth. Amen. We become unstable in our faith. And God wants us having stable faith. Say stable faith. Amen. And so I love that. And he said that how he gave God glory, even though they were still barren, that he gave God glory, which means he kept praising and worshiping God, even though nothing was happening. And I want to say this, even though it doesn't seem like anything is happening, keep praising and thanking God. Keep giving him glory, even though nothing seems to be happening, because God is working in the unseen realms of life. Do you believe that today? So the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Is the ability to consider, this means it's the ability to consider the bigness of God over the bigness of our circumstances. When I think about great faith, I think about King David. And David was a faith man. He was a faith man. And he heard about Goliath. Goliath was out there. Everybody know the story of David and Goliath. And Goliath was taunting the armies of the living God for a long time, I think for over 40 days, and he was trying to get a man to fight with him. And there was nobody that was willing to fight Goliath except for this one young boy, David. Amen. And David, the reason why David could fight Goliath, because David wasn't relying on himself. David was relying on God. And see, the reason why you can fight the good fight of faith in this life is because you're not relying on yourself. It's not all up on you. You're relying on God. Amen. And I'm going to say this, that David overcame the odds. David overcame the odds because Goliath should have won that day. Goliath had, a spear like a weaver's beam, whatever that means. Amen. And he had a coat of armor that he wore, and he had a bronze helmet. This man was like, he was decked out. I mean, Goliath was decked out. And David, what did he have? A stick and some rocks. And think about this. David had some stick. He had a staff. He had some rocks he didn't even wear, the king's armor. He just, even Goliath said, you come out with me with a stick and some rocks, with a stick to fight me. If I'm a dog, this is Goliath talking, right? And David said, you know what? David said, I may come out with you, but I'm coming out in you not just with a stick and with some rocks, but in the name of the Lord. Amen. And, and I love this. And Goliath told David that he was going to feed his carcass to the birds of the air. But David, when the devil's speaking to you, you better speak back to him. Amen. When the devil's talking smack to you, you better learn to talk some smack back to him. Yes, are you hearing what I'm saying today? Don't let the devil get away with talking smack to you. You're not going to make it. I'm going to make it. Amen. You're going down. I'm going up. Yeah. Amen. You're going broke. I'm getting rich. Amen. You're getting sick. I'm getting healthy. Yes. You better start talking some smack to the devil. Amen. Don't say, oh, yeah, I'm going down. Oh, woe is me. No, don't be buddying up with the devil. No, you speak the very opposite. If you're going down, you already know you're going up. Moving on up to that deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up. Finally got a piece of the pie. I guess you guys know where I'm going at. Amen. I'm not saying you're going to own a dry cleaner. Amen. But you're moving on up to the top, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Amen. Glory to God. That's something else. Amen. What am I saying to you today? I'm saying faith can take you where nothing else will. Amen. And David taught us how to get ahead in life. He taught us how to get ahead in life because he took Goliath out with a sling and a stone. And that stone went deep into... Goliath was wearing a helmet. He had a coat on. He had an armor bearer. And none of that protected him. And that stone sunk deep in his head. And that killed Goliath. And then he took his own sword, Goliath's own sword, and cut his head off. And he taught us how to get ahead in life. So I'm going to say this. That, you know, even though the devil may look big and bad, He may be talking a lot of smack. He may look like he had it all going on. David said, "My God shall deliver you into my hands, and the battle's the Lord's, and the victory's ours." You believe that today? If we're going to walk by faith, we got to walk by faith in God's word and not by sight. And I want to say this, the Bible says, now the just shall live by faith. You are justified in your walk with God by faith. Amen. You believe that? In Hebrews it says, now the just shall live by faith. I am righteous, not because I'm so good, because He is so good. And I'm telling you, the only reason why you're good today is because He's good and He lives in you. Because if he wasn't living in you, you'd be out there at the beach right now. Amen? You wouldn't be serving God. There's so many people out here that are serving themselves. They're serving themselves for short-term pleasure, but I'm serving God for long-term blessing. I'm serving God. I'm not here to serve myself. I'm here to serve God. And I live by faith in the promise that I have right standing with God through the blood of Jesus, and the righteous shall live by faith. If you're going to walk in faith, you're going to have to learn to speak some things. Faith speaks. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. You're eating the fruits of your words today. And I'm going to say this, some of you might need to dare to say some things, some bold statements. Have anybody ever made a statement that, maybe a statement in your finances that I'm abundantly blessed? Glory to God. Has anybody ever made a statement that you're blessed beyond measure? Have you ever confessed? Have you ever looked at these millionaires and were kind of jealous of them? Man, they got all the money. Well, you know what? You can be a millionaire too. Has anybody dared to say, thank you, God, for making me a millionaire for the kingdom of God? If you never say it, you never will have it. Glory to God. For His glory. For His glory. Because God wants to bless you so you can be a blessing. And if you don't have money, then how can you bless somebody else? Somebody say overflow. Overflow. God wants us walking in the overflow of life. Jesus says in Matthew 12, 36, 37, but I say to you that every idle word men may speak, they will give an account in the day of judgment. For by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned. You need to start getting in agreement with God's word. And you need to start saying things like, I'm a new creation in Christ. Say this, I'm a new creation in Christ. Say this, I'm more than a conqueror in Christ. say this: I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is a good one, especially if you got to do a task you don't like and you're not too sure about. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So, you know, my brother John, he does a lot of stuff around his house. He does stuff that looks impossible. I mean, I see some of the things that my brother John does. He does all these, he's always on a project. And this man is laying concrete, stuff like that. And I'm telling you, and he never went to trade school or anything like that. He just said, just YouTube it. You just YouTube it. You YouTube it and you can do anything. Amen. He's YouTubing it. And I'm telling you, he's laying concrete, putting up pylons, putting up these fences that I've never seen before. Why? Because God can give you a creative imagination. And God can help you do whatever you want to do. I was thinking about Sarita doing her backyard, glory to God, setting it all up. Amen. I'm telling you, God can make you creative. Amen. Do you believe that? Say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Somebody say this: I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And this is a good one. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. You need to start speaking that when the devil's trying to put confusion in your life. You need to start speaking these faith confessions, because faith confessions brings faith realities into our lives. The problem is we're not speaking it enough. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so as you speak that word, you're hearing yourself speak it. And as you speak it, and if you read it out loud, you're invoking three powers: your sight, your hearing, and your speaking. And you're getting a triple full blessing when you speak the word, read it out loud. And then that word goes into you, and you become what God calls you to be, a mighty giant in faith. Did you receive it today? Amen. Say, I'm going higher in faith. My faith is exceeding in every area of my life, spirit, soul, and body. You believe that today? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, I thank you for your mercies and your goodness and your love. I thank you for all that you're doing. I thank you for the people in the audience. I thank you for those that are watching and listening. And perhaps you've never made the faith step to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Well, the Bible says today is a day of salvation. Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart right now, and He's asking if He can come in to your life and have fellowship with you. And you can do that by receiving Him today. Just say this simple prayer and mean your heart. If you're ready to get the God kind of faith I just preached about, say, Dear God, I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I believe Jesus was raised from the dead to save me. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. And Heavenly Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that for the first time, we believe you got born again. Stay connected with Exceed Life Church so your faith can grow exceedingly. If you're here in the area, we'd love for you to come out and be a part of Exceed Life Church. If you're not in the area, find a good church home that will help you grow in faith so you can be all that God called you to be. Praise the Lord.
We thank you for listening to this message. For more information, visit us at exceedlifechurch.org.